Hello and good morning, and welcome to week two of Get Rich with Miranda. I'm glad to be back after an insane week, and I'm glad to say that I am feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a lot better than I did at the beginning of last week. And last week was just so hard, like such a roller coaster, and so many decisions that I had to make, and some of them I backed out on, and yeah, it was just kind of tough. I'm going in the shade. So, yeah, feeling better. It's Monday, another busy day ahead of me, shockingly. And I'm going to try really hard to make this vlog not nearly as long as the last one was, because it was rather long, in my opinion. So, that's my hope and my intention for this week. And I'm excited about it. Hey, everybody. So, it's Thursday. I didn't film like at all during the week, but the last vlog was so long. It was an hour, and I didn't realize until after I had put all the videos together that it was that long. And so I was weary to not make another one that long. and plus my first vlog, you know, this is a whole new thing I'm doing, trying out the vlogging thing. And it's been fun, but also like I had problems uploading the second video. It wasn't all because I split it into two parts because week one was so long. And the second half just wasn't uploading. And then I finally did get it to upload in its entirety, but now the quality is really bad. So I might re-upload that anyway. So that has, and plus I didn't want to make this vlog as long. So those are things that just have kept me from vlogging more throughout the week. Anyway, we proceed. Life goes on. I'm currently going to my ballet class. I still need to do my hair. And I've got like an exciting weekend ahead tonight. BYU is so cool. Like they get so many guest artists to come and speak with us, to speak to like the MGT students and work with us. So, there's this, tap person, this choreographer who's main style is tap, and he's done a bunch of Broadway shows. He's done like Thoroughly Modern Million Curtains and stuff. And he's coming tonight, and they said, okay, 15 students get to have dinner with him, free dinner on us, first come, first serve, sign up here, which I thought was really random, but I'm going to that, so that's pretty cool. It's free dinner, and I get to hear about this guy's Broadway experience. Noah Racy is his name. Did I say his name already? I don't know. So that's kind of fun. Oh, there's a parking spot right there. I'm just gonna back up right now. So that's what I'm doing tonight. And then there's a tap audition workshop, which is so fun because I haven't tapped in a long time. And then Friday I've got, you know, a couple of things to do. La la la. And then Saturday I am really going to set some more money goals and intentions. And so that I can actually get some concrete goals up and running and start actively working towards those instead of just like, I hope I can pay my bills, because that's like kind of been my only goal. So that should be fun. And mood boarding. I'm hoping to mood board on Saturday night. I try to do it at the beginning of every month. At the beginning of January, I just made my vision board for the year, and that's been my laptop wallpaper. But I think it's so fun to mood board and just like make a collage of all your little things you want to manifest in the month of February, or for each month ahead. So I'm going to take you through how I do that, hopefully. I've like cleared out that evening. I've got things that day, but that evening should be free to do that. So yeah, should be fun. Okay, so I'm at my friend Devery's house, and Devery, what are we doing right now?
We are building a fort to record voiceover for a movie that we're in.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're in post-production for a little student film, which I still don't really know exactly what that means. It means we record lines so that they can put them over scenes or something, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And there's like official ADR work, but this is for just like a rough draft of the ADR.
Okay.
So they just want like something, and so we're trying to put fabric around because fabric absorbs sound. So, yeah.
The more you know. Cutie. Where are we?
BYU Gymnastics.
Woo! And look, I'm competing. Oh my gosh, Miranda's been on bars.
Today was a day of work and play, and that will be tomorrow as well. Today I went to all my, I went to work and then my classes, and then I had a callback, and then I hung out with Devery and we did our post-production thing. Then the gymnastics tournament match meet with my cousin and my aunt. It was really fun. They had an extra ticket. I really never go to BYU sporting events, but I should more often. They're pretty fun, and they have cougar tails, which are super delicious, long maple bars. Anyway, then I stopped at a friend's birthday party. I caught the very last end of it, which was really fun too. And tomorrow, I'm hoping to work for a lot of the day, rehearse, and just do whatever, the things that I always do. And then mood boarding, I hope. But we should be able to, I don't know why I wouldn't be able to make that happen. So, get excited.
All right, so that's a little better. So I went and saw YAs today. It was amazing. YAs stands for Young Ambassadors. It's this performing group at BYU. It's like a glorified show choir is like the best way I can think of how to describe it. It's way better than some high school show choir. They just do, it's just a group of performers that do dances and songs. They just sing and dance to a bunch of numbers, and it's just really fun. So, and I've wanted to be a Young Ambassador for many years since I learned about them when I was an adolescent. And it's like pretty prestigious. It's kind of competitive. But I was just thinking, I had never been to one of their shows, even though for years I've been like auditioning and wanting to be one of them. And a couple days ago like everybody's been talking about, oh, I'm going to the YA show. And I was just thinking, why hasn't getting tickets ever crossed my mind? Like, why don't I, it's kind of weird. I'm like, I want to be doing what they're doing, but I just don't, I'm like, oh, whatever. I don't need to go to the show. And I'm like, that's kind of silly. So I was thinking I should go and get tickets to the show. And then the next morning I woke up to a text from a friend in a group chat who's like, hey, I've got an extra YA ticket for free tonight. If anybody wants it, I'm like, me. So, manifestation, universe, thank you. Funny thing is, that was on Friday night. And then my cousin called me and she's like, hey, I have an extra ticket to the women's gymnastics. And I hadn't seen my cousin in a really long time. And so I ended up not going to the YA ticket or the YA show and giving it to somebody else. And then I went to the gymnastics meet instead, which is super fun. So that's just kind of funny. But then today I went to the 2 o'clock show. There's no standby line, but I just went to the box office. I'm like, is there any sort of standby? Like, is there a ticket that I could get or that somebody's left here? And she's like, yep, we've got one. And so still manifestation, still universe. Thank you. I went and it was an amazing show. And the whole time I was, I love going to shows like that and just kind of like seeing myself on stage and just feeling all the good feels of like, that show is just the energy of what I want my performance life to be and like what I want my career to be. And so it was so fun to just like watch, enjoy the entertainment and just relish in the good feelings of musical theater because it's the best thing in the world and coaching. Anyway, so now I am about to go to my mood boarding party. I'm doing it with some friends, but I'm also starving. And so I'm going to get a Sammy at Firehouse Subs. It was one of those nights when nothing sounded good. And my friend was like, get a Sammy at Firehouse Subs. And I said, ooh, that sounds good. So I'm going to go do that. And then we're going to mood board.
Ah! There's a piece of turkey on the receipt. See? Gross.
Oh.
No, no, get out of my way.
What is this fit? This is nothing for her.
Okay, it is late and my hair is being very angular right now for some reason and I can't make it stop, but we proceed. I wanted to show you my finished mood board for February. I was with my friends and just being with them, so I didn't get to talk you through mine, but let's see what we got. Okay, so I made it pretty simple this month. Usually I have a lot more going on, but I try to kind of group them into little categories. So we got this first top left-hand corner, and that's like my relationship romantic corner. It's February, we got Valentine's Day coming up. I am single, I do want a boyfriend. And I picked that picture because it's like got a red hue, and I feel like all of the pictures on Pinterest, when I look up like couple aesthetic, they're all like these like super dramatic pictures of like couples that are just like draped over each other, which I just think is hilarious and like not really the energy that would exist in my relationship. I don't know, who knows, but whatever. I liked this picture because it's just like chill and it's like, I don't know, it's like fun. So like that, and then flowers, obviously. I'm manifesting that this month I will be getting flowers. From who? I don't know, but just let's make it happen. And then this is kind of my like physical corner. I just want to go to the gym more. And be stronger and get my stamina up, and that I think that will make me a better dancer. Dance is my thing and I really want to get better at it. And I chose this picture in particular because like my hip has been, as you know, I went to the dance medicine person because my hips were kind of popping and cracking, and that's what's been happening lately. Every time I do like a side or forward extension, is my hip like does a little clicky thing that doesn't feel like very comfortable. So my goal is to kind of focus on that, and so that I can do really good extensions like that. And then going down, this might not like be very telling by these pictures, but like this is actually like my wealth corner. So those are Leducas. That is a very expensive dance shoe. I have one pair that I got a few years ago that had been amazing, and now I want to get another pair, the Tap Shoe edition. And so those are the Tap Shoes. They're like $300. And I'm trying to buy them this month. And then this, that's just supposed to represent like me going out to get food when I want it. Like there's so many times when I'm on campus and I am like starving, and the most convenient thing for me is just to buy food there instead of packing a little like dinner for myself that I have to carry around with me everywhere on campus. Like that's so inconvenient, but still like, and yet I still don't always want to spend money on myself even when it's gonna be convenient, more convenient than packing my own dinner. And so I just like I just like put this cookie on there to remind myself like, hey, if you want like food, like buy it. Like if it's more convenient, then just do that. And I don't know, I wanted to put a pizookie because I love pizookies, instead of like a rice bowl or something that I would get on campus. Plus I think it looks cuter with the rest of my mood board. And yeah, I love pizookies, they're yummy. Anyway, okay, this last corner, that's a picture of Jenna Kutcher is her last name, and she is such a slay woman, girl boss, and that's just a random picture of a lady talking to another lady on a Zoom call, and that's like my coaching career corner. I'm just trying to step more into like my identity as a coach and be more of the business owner that I am, and be able to like attract more clients this month with my course, which, I mean, did you think that this was not in any way like
a marketing approach. Like, that's what this vlog is. And I'm doing this vlog for fun. Like, it's a fun way for me to market. But, like, I'm obviously a coach. I have a course. And that's what I'm trying to do, is I want to, like, spread my course to as many people as possible. Because it's a really good course. And I want to make a living doing this rather than... Like that's kind of what I'm trying to mostly do with this 8-week container, is attract clients and really build up my coaching business. I'm open to money coming to me in other ways, but I'm trying to step into this business owner that I know that I'm meant to be, and sell this course that I have that I know is really, really good and will help lots of people. And I'm sure you'll hear more about it later. So anyway, Jenna Kutcher is just an amazing business lady, and she's adorable, and I really admire her. Okay, cool. So that's the main gist of it all. Again, it's usually more complex, but I kept it pretty simple, and I think it's cute. And then I have these two words. Sometimes I have a few words kind of scattered across of just what I want to, just like the energy that I want this month. And so I chose decide and certain, and I'm really wanting to just decide that my results are done and be certain of them, because when you are coming from a place of a certainty, it just feels way better than a place of anxiety and worry and wondering whether or not something is going to happen. Like, just being, I think it's a skill to decide something. It's a skill that you have to build up with every new goal that you want, is just deciding this is done, this is happening. And then from that place, you operate from certainty, and like you take better actions from that place. You don't worry. Your actions aren't skewed, and you become more of an energetic match for the things that you want anyway. So that's what I'm trying to go for. Certainty just feels so much better than just uncertainty and feeling like I'm a victim to my circumstances. Ew, hate. Yeah, so that's it. Trying to think if there's anything else. And again, like, these are just pictures that remind me of the things that I want to bring in this month and help me feel the feelings of having that thing. Like, I see that and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I'll be able to have my tap shoes that or make a really crisp sound, and that will just make me really happy. Or like, oh my gosh, flowers, like, somebody give me flowers, like, whether it's from a person, like a person I'm interested in, or a family member or whatever, just that'll make me feel good and happy and loved. And I want to attract more of those things in my life. So again, it just has to be little pictures. If you're wanting to make one, just choose pictures that will help you feel the way that you want to feel once you have the goal. Everything is about feelings here. The more that you can feel good and feel like you already have the goal, the quicker that it will come to you. But don't ignore your feelings. Make sure you process all your emotions. It's really important. No toxic positivity here. And finally, so I just made it on Canva. And I got all my pictures from Pinterest and downloaded them and uploaded them. And now it's my laptop wallpaper. How cutie. Anyway, so that is the end of week 2. Thanks for joining me as I made my mood board. And I love mood boarding. I think it's so fun. I do it every single month. And so try it out and see if it works. See if it, like... Looking at pictures is something that helps me to tap into the feelings of it is done and this goal is mine and it's happening for sure. But if you're not quite a visual person, then we can go through some other ways of helping you to tap into that feeling. But if you are a visual person like I am, then this is a really good and fun thing, and it's something that you can look forward to, and you can light a candle and get a little treat and just make it fun. And that's what I love to do. So, try it out and let me know how it goes. Thank you for being with me as I vlogged and made this video tonight with my retainers in, because I'm about to go to bed. And that is the end of week 2. So I will see you next week. Bye.